looking at what was actually happening in our relationship, let it go. Move on to different things. Move on to greener pastures. Laugh a little. Think about the conflict you have today. If there's serious conflict, that's one thing. But if it's something that you're just holding a grudge for spite or for other reasons, just let it go and move past. All right, let's go. If you are tired of not feeling fit, tired of not having the focus, tired of just not having the financial resources or the relationships that you deserve to have, this is the Live 100 Podcast, the place you come to break your bad habits so you can build the future success that you deserve. I'm Jason Urisi. I'm excited to be here with you today. And, you know, I had this quote come in front of me and it just made me want to talk about it, that Marcus Aurelius says, our life is what our thoughts make it. And I think back to so many times about so many situations that I was in personally where the situation was what it was, but my thought, my perception of the situation made it that much worse. Many times, you know, Seneca says we suffer more in imagination than in reality, right? We look at what potentially could happen, right? Or thought or the perception of how one could see something, and we make that so much worse than the actual situation actually is. So I want to talk to this today about really a few items that could help carry us forward in the most difficult times. Many times that we have to face it, like we are going to face complexity. We are going to face adversity. We're going to face things that are obstacles. And it comes down to our perception of that event, right? Could you imagine that if you could take these obstacles as parts to learn that you're going to grow through, how will your life change? If you could simply turn on the switch of negative to positive of how you approach these obstacles when they come, how do you think you're going to grow? How do you think you'll progress? How do you think you'll live 100? You will take the steps to become a person on a whole new level. Many times when I first started meditating, I thought about, oh, just how dumb this was, like how this would look. And I got back to it. Like, I wasn't doing this for anybody else. I was doing this because I just was in a chaotic state. I was constantly in a place of flux, right? I was constantly just in chaos. And what was the result? I was getting chaotic results. I mean, even today, you think about it, right? Your life happens in such a chaotic fashion that you don't even know how to get back control. And you might even say, like, I don't know how I would even find time to meditate, right? You can't find 10 minutes to meditate. You need an hour because we have to slow down. If you look at your life each and every day, if you just stopped right now, usually the repercussion is very little. Now, if you're driving a car, don't just stop and slam on the brakes. That's not the through line. It's that the activity, the chaos, the fast moving pace that you're constantly in a rush to get to is we put that on ourselves. We've put ourselves in a jail of just busy, right? We've created a busy lifestyle. We've created all these avenues. We've created all these obstacles. We've created all these commitments. And if you can take back and pull back and just stop for a moment to put your mind at ease, the clear picture you'll get going forward will eliminate the feeling of chaos. I sat there today and meditate for 6 minutes, sometimes 10 minutes. And today I sat there for 20 minutes. In the beginning, my mind was that, oh, how could I have time to do this? And on the other side of it, how could I not have time to do this? If I'm going to make an impact, if I'm going to have the time to change, then how can I tell myself I don't have the time? We set up our own barriers. We set up our own stopgaps where we tell ourselves we don't have something. When in fact we do, we're just choosing not to have it. So if you can continue here to harness positivity, what do you think that's going to do to your ability to be successful in your endeavors? We put so much stress and strain on top of ourselves, and then our perception is that we're busy, and then our life becomes chaotic, and then we wonder why we don't get on a path to success. So if you can look at the things that are happening in your life right now, what if you just changed your perception? Maybe someone's sick in your life, or maybe you can look at how you can help them or be a benefit, right? Or you can offer something, or you can look at all the great times that you've been able to experience with them and how you can take advantage of all the time you have left with them. Maybe you didn't get that promotion. Well, maybe you can look at that as an opportunity for you to grow, whether it be in a current role or for you to explore new opportunities or for you to start a business or for you to do things that potentially you were telling yourself before that you couldn't do because of trying to get this promotion. Or you were no longer with a person that you thought was going to be the person that would be in your life forever. And now it's a new part for you to grow. You to become a better person. You can find that right person for you going forward in your life. Or you have a strained relationship with your children. Well, maybe it's a time to stand up and take back that relationship. And instead of saying, oh, woe was me, they don't want to be with me, right? How can we turn it around? You know, you hear many times that I don't, you know, have a good relationship with my parents. Well, are you making the commitment to try to improve that relationship? Are you making the commitment to try to change what was in the past? Or are you holding a grudge? Are you holding this as something that against them and you're making a reason why there continues to be strain? We add levels and many times to the event at hand and it magnifies, right? If someone was looking outside in, looking at what was actually happening in our relationship, they would just say, chill out, let it go, move on. Move on to different things. Move on to greener pastures. Laugh a little. Think about the conflict you have today. How serious is it? There's serious conflict, it's one thing, but if it's something that you're just holding a grudge for spite or for other reasons, what if you just threw it away and just moved on? Just let it go and move past. Now, there are toxic people that you have to remove from your life, but many times we add a lot of fuel to that toxicity, right? Try to get that word out. We add to that. And instead of taking back control of our lives, we add another layer to what is not great to start with. So take back by harnessing the positivity for success. Next is just the brain science of thought. We talked earlier about our life is what our thoughts make it. And as we go through this part, we have 75,000 thoughts, 80,000 thoughts a day. And many times we repeat about 60 to 75% of them. So if you are in a part of negativity, right? In a part of negativity, how do you think your day is following your thoughts? I like to do this thing when I'm on stage. I'll pull up a glass, right? It's filled with just clean water, just fresh water, right? And then I'll take typically just a glass that has just a little bit of coffee in it, just black coffee, right? And so you can treat the water as the goodness in life and you can treat the coffee, right? Although I love coffee, so it isn't a through line for what coffee represents, but the through line of coffee being the negativity. And I'll just take a little drop from that coffee into the glass of water. And what happens? The water is tainted. Just by that one drop of coffee, the water is no longer clear. It no longer has that positive, vibrant feel to it because it's now muddied. And many times we let this one thought come into our mind, into our clean, our clear, our focused mind, our positive to mind. And that one thought becomes so negative and so transcendent that it ruins our day. It may ruin our week. It may ruin our month. When it was a 1 second thought, it was a 1 moment thought. It was 5 seconds your day, 1 second your day. I thought about this and it made so much sense that we let moments ruin our day. We let events ruin our week when they're just moments. They're moments that pass. And so I'll actually do it in the opposite effect, right? And I'll take that small glass that remains, right? So it could be a tenth of a glass of coffee. And then I'll take a full glass of clean water. And I'll start pouring it into the glass of coffee, right? Now, remember, we have a full glass, so 10 tenths, right? One full glass, and then a glass of coffee, 1/10 full, and I'll start pouring it. And what happens? It starts to get a little less clear, a little less clear, a little less clear, but it never fully gets to that point. So you think about this, how much positivity do I have to put back on top of the negativity if I let the negativity pierce me, pierce my mind, pierce my soul? So you have to start protecting your mind, protecting your mindfulness, protecting you as a person, to look at your reality and then change your reality based on your perception. It's time for change. It's time for you to come back and take control back of your life. Take control back of your thoughts. Your thoughts produce your actions, which carries forward to your results. If you're going to constantly have poor negative thoughts, it's going to produce lackluster actions that are going to get you substandard results. You are not here to live a substandard life. You're meant for more because this is the Live 100 podcast, the place you come to break the habits to no longer serve you so you can build the momentum that gives you the success that you deserve. Next is that we have to transform our thoughts into action. when you have that positivity, right, you can go down there and be positive all around, but what can you do? Can you pass that along to somebody else? Can you add that to somebody else's life? Can you use that positivity to give you the momentum to get into the gym, to get into these other parts, right? You know, I've had a fever for the last 2 days, but I couldn't let that just keep me down, right? I could lie there. And usually when you lie and you're prone, you don't feel good, right? So I had a fever, but I just got up and kept going. What happened? Eventually just feel better. Just start going and getting up and doing things. Get up, get my body moving, get my body flowing, right? We are meant to be in action. So I say there, oh, what was me? I don't feel good. Let me put the covers on, you know, put a, you know, some ice in my head. What would happen? I start feeling sorry for myself. I start feeling down for myself. I start not feeling my best. And guess what would happen past then? I would feel worse. Start feeling bad for myself. You know, look to console other people for them to feel bad about me. And then what do I get? I get a failure mentality that's not built on the foundation of success. Instead, I've always just gotten up. I don't have time to be sick. So get out of my body sickness. That's the life that I've led. I've gotten up and pushed through it to get to that next stage. And guess what? My body starts saying, oh, okay, you're going to go. Let's tell your mind you're feeling good too by getting the movement going. My mind turns around and says, okay, good. He's going to get up and get going. So what are we going to do that? Well, we might as well support him with some positivity. Momentum is all about you and all about your actions you take one step after the time. If you want to have negative momentum, that's going to magnify substantially. If you want to have positivity in your life, a little bit of positivity built on a little bit more creates a massive action in your life. Today is a great starting point for you. Tomorrow is looking fantastic too. Don't waste these days. Don't waste these moments. We look back and always look at what could be, but you have the moment right now. What could be of this moment right now? I don't like to live in the past. I don't. I get asked about, you know, what I would go back to tell, you know, my younger self. And many times they would have fallen on deaf ears because at that time I didn't have the confidence, right? I didn't have the assurance within myself. I was looking for the self-assurance by being assured by somebody else. And when you're looking for insurance outside of yourself, what happens? You're let down. Because why would someone want to build you up and give you the confidence in all these parts when you haven't done something? Why do we need that? There's no reason that they should show up to give us that confidence, to give us that support when we in fact haven't done anything to prove that we are in, of course, regards to have that confidence built within us. So you want to get out there and take action and do things. Guess what? People are going to say, whoa, what a great job. But no one's going to tell you to do a great job if you're lying on the couch playing video games. So look at what you're doing right now. Look at the positivity in your mind. Look at how you're showing up and look at how our life is what our thoughts make it. It's one quote that can carry forward to give you the thought and the action and the results that you deserve to have. You've come here today to transform your life. And it starts with you to be self-aware how you show up so you can control and own where you are so you can position yourself for greatness. That is what we do here at the Live 100 Podcast. That's how we show up to take action. That's how we show up to make change. And that's how we show up to build each other and build this community together. All right, that's what I got for today. If you want to go out there and give us a ratings review, an honest ratings review, give us that 5-star honest ratings review. We'd love to hear from you. Read each and one. And if this message can serve to help someone out there, make sure you share this message to get this out to the masses. Continue to help this podcast grow. We've had each week continues to be our biggest week, which showcases that it's getting out there. You're helping share this message. Let's keep pushing us forward. Let's do this.